ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden continues to recover from COVID-19. He has resisted calls from Democrats to drop out of the race for president, a topic that former President Donald Trump weighed in on during a rally in Michigan Saturday.
Sort of interesting. This guy goes and he gets the votes and now they want to take it away. That's democracy. They talk about democracy.
The rally, Trump's first since surviving an assassination attempt a week earlier, as the investigation into that shooting continues. The Secret Service director will testify Monday on Capitol Hill. The Washington Post reported that Trump's security had requested additional Secret Service resources multiple times over the last few years, but were denied. In a statement to ABC, the Secret Services were specific specialized units or resources were not provided. The agency made modifications to ensure the security of the protectee. Delta and United have canceled 500 flights today as airlines continue to deal with disruptions from Friday's computer outage. This is ABC News. Authorities in Tennessee say a 12-year-old girl smothered her 8-year-old cousin to death while sleeping. The older girl's been charged with murder. A relative said they had been arguing over an iPhone, and the incident was caught on a security camera. One person's in critical condition after a stabbing on the upper level of Terminal J at Miami International Airport. The suspect's been arrested at the scene by police. There was a disruption in airport service. 5 days to the opening ceremony at the Olympics, one controversy involving swimmers from China. After revelations that nearly two dozen Chinese swimmers tested positive for banned substances but were still allowed to compete at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. IOC spokesman Mark Adams did not directly address those revelations.
Obviously, we would like to see a doping-free games. We're working very, very hard with that. That's why we set up the ITA to do some independent testing, something like 80,000 tests between March and June on athletes.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balcombe, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern Gospel. Our featured artist is Bradley Walker.
And I hope that with my music and with our music that we can spread a lot of joy, a lot of happiness.
We'll get to know all about Bradley, and we'll also enjoy some music from the group Brothers of the Heart that he's a part of.
The cool thing about it, for the first couple of years that we did this, we really didn't have a name, a group name.
It's all great gospel coming up on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
It goes way further than the plains of Oklahoma.
Love is sweeter than beaches in Georgia. His love runs deeper
That's Southbound with His Love. Our featured artist today is Bradley Walker. You may have heard Bradley sing or seen him on a Gaither video, but have you heard his story?
I was born 2 months premature. I have a form of muscular dystrophy. Been in a wheelchair all my life. And basically, my form of muscular dystrophy is, what it means is that my muscles were not fully developed when I was born. And so, thankfully, this form of MD is a non-progressive thing, so it doesn't get worse over time. I feel like that's just an incredible blessing in itself. But I've been in a chair all my life, never been able to walk, but I can do anything and everything else pretty much, very independent, you know, and have been very blessed to have family. My mom was instrumental in, you know, just pushing me and saying, hey, there's nothing you can't do. And from, you know, attending normal school, you know, normal high school, all that, you know, and then right out of high school, I went to work. Didn't go to college. I probably should have went to college, but I was ready to go to work, and so I did, and have held a day job. Music has always been my number one passion and what I've always wanted to do, you know, as much as possible. I've always wanted to have a full-time music career, but have always worked outside of music as well. I always have something to fall back on.
That's Bradley Walker. Here he is with Backup from the Isaacs. I Will Someday.
Now I've never lived in a mansion, but I will someday. And I've never sung with an angel, but I will someday. Someday when all my life is over and Jesus calls me up on high, I've never looked upon my Savior, but I will someday. So golden, but I will someday. And I've never seen the book of life unfolding, but I will someday. Someday when all my life is over calls me up on high, oh, I've never looked upon my Savior, but I will someday. Yes, I will someday.
I will someday. That's Bradley Walker. Bradley's path of life has been directed by the Lord. He talks about the doors that God has opened for him.
Looking back over my life, God has crossed my path with so many different people from very early on, from the time I was 2 or 3 years old. I was introduced to the Oak Ridge Boys at a very young age because I could sing Elvira. So a dear friend of ours, who knew the guys, they introduced me to the Oak Ridge Boys, and I sang for them when I was very young. And so they, kind of going quickly, but they put me on national TV at 10 years old, on the show Nashville Now, the Ralph Emery show a lot of people know of. They were hosting the show, and they put me on there as a 10-year-old kid. Got to go out and sing a solo, you know, song by myself, and then we sang Elvira together. That was one of the songs that I sang as a kid. And so just to fast forward from there, around 2007-2008, I met Joey and Rory Feek. Became dear friends with Joey and Rory. Many people came to know Joey and Rory through their Hymns album and through their work, that things that they did with Bill and Gloria, and their TV show and other things. And Joey and Rory put me on their show, and I did a lot of things with them. But when Joey got sick, was diagnosed with cancer and went through all that, she tragically lost her life at 40 years old. It was in March of 2016. We had been dear friends, and I got to watch their career, you know, kind of take off and people discover them, and just kind of watched it from afar and was so happy for them. And when Joey's time came, at her passing, Rory called me and said, "Hey, would you sing at her graveside?" That was one of her last requests. She wants you to sing the song "Leave It There" at her graveside. All you can say is absolutely. You know, she was such a dear friend, and Rory as well. And so I did, in March of 2016, called. Rory had asked that I call two other dear friends of ours, Carl Jackson, who I mentioned, and Val Story, who's another incredible singer in Nashville. So we sang at her graveside the song "Leave It There." And it was a beautiful spring day. There was no sound system or anything. We were just out under the shade trees at her graveside, Carl with his acoustic guitar, and the three of us, and I sang that song, and Bill and Gloria Gaither were there. And Bill tells the story now of that's where he heard me sing the first time. And he leaned over to Gloria or to someone and asked the question, "Who is that?"
That day planted a seed in Bill Gaither's heart that led to another door opening.
Rory called me and he said, "Hey, I just got out of a meeting with the Gaither folks, and they want me to produce an album on you and do a video and all that." And I was just blown away. Still am, really. But for something so incredible and good to come out of something so tragic, it's kind of how God works. You know, he uses everything, good and bad, to his glory.
That's Bradley Walker, and here he is with "Leave It There."
Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord. Oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord. Oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. Thank you.
If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is slowly sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. And leave it there.
Leave it there, Bradley Walker. And we have much more of his story coming up. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Years you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hot summer days are a part of the routine for all of us. For some, it means a chance to relax by the pool or enjoy air-conditioned comfort. Our local farm families seldom have downtime this time of year. They're not asking for special treatment, but they'd sure appreciate your support when you head to the store. This message in support of agriculture is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound service.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
And good morning. It is 64 degrees. Looking at a partly sunny sky day today, a 50% chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms by midday. Highs near 80, northeast winds around 5. Tonight, lows of 60 with a few showers early, then partly cloudy with patchy fog, light winds. Monday, highs of 82, partly cloudy with a slight chance for a thunderstorm by late afternoon. And Tuesday, clouds fill with a 60% chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs near 80. Again, it's 64 degrees. The Brewers returned from the All-Star break with an 8-4 win against Minnesota yesterday. That's a great way to come back to action. We'll see how they do today. And that will be getting underway. Our broadcast around 11:30 here on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
The Gospel Break.
Welcome back. We have music from Westward Road and Greater Vision coming up right now. The Littles with Part of the Family.
If birds of a feather tend to flock together, if those that God has joined can never part, then is it in wonder, my sister and my brother, we're drawn to one another by our hearts. And I'm part of the family, to the tree. I'm from the famous bloodline, shed on Calvary. I'm joint heirs with the Savior who died to set me free. I'm so glad I'm part of the family.
Our family's always growing. We share the joy of knowing that very soon we're going home to stay. So make your preparation, accept God's invitation.
With a song that glad reunion day. And I'm part of the family, grafted to the tree. I'm from the famous bloodline, shed on Calvary. I'm joint heirs with the Savior who died to set me free.
I'm so glad I'm part of the family.
Family.
Hey everybody, Tim Lovelace here with jokes that I hear from the road. What did the green grape say to the purple grape? Breathe, man, breathe. Keep smiling while you're listening to Rodney Balcom right here on the Gospel Greats.
Thanks, Tim. Here's the group Westward Road with their latest called Up.
There is a place far beyond the sky. A better home being built for us on high. Can you see it? Can you hear the angels crying? Come on home, child, the gates are open wide. No death, no more sorrow, no crying or pain. We're gonna live in his light forevermore. I'm going up when the streets are going up. Going up, I'm going higher and higher up. There'll be no more night up when the sun is shining up. I'm going up. I can't contain my joy, and I'm so happy when I think of the things God has done for me. He picked me up out of the miry clay. To the light of a brighter day. No death, no more sorrow, no crying or pain. We're gonna live in this life forevermore.
I'm going up
where the streets are glowing up, where the water flowing. I'm going higher and higher up. There'll be no more night up.
the saints in glory. I'll be singing the amazing story. Every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord of all. I'll be flying higher beyond the sky.
Westward Road with Up. The latest radio single by Greater Vision was written by group member John Epley. Your healing is on the way.
The song Your Healing is on the Way came from a very close personal story of a family member of mine who has been dealing, someone very close to me, who has been dealing with a lot of health issues that came out of nowhere several years ago. And this person was telling me, they said, I almost don't remember what it feels like to be normal. And it got me to thinking about that lady in the Bible who had seen many physicians and no one could help her. And I thought, man, for 12 years, that's all she had known. She could barely remember life without pain. So that was the first line of the song. But I told this person one day, I said, your healing is on the way.
That's John Epley, and here's Greater Vision.
She could barely remember life without pain. For 12 years, it was all she had known. He could only imagine eyes that could see, as the blind man sat in darkness alone. But they'll never forget when they heard his name, Jesus, the healer's here. And as he drew close, their hearts filled with hope, as faith spoke these words to their souls. Your healing is on the way. This is the day your life will change. Your pain is temporary. This suffering that you carry soon will be taken away. On the way, you may be hurting, you may be tired, fighting each day just a smile, knowing he's promised to answer your prayers, but you see no end to this trial. God may be using your faithful testimony to touch more lives than you ever did before. So just keep believing, telling your story, and claiming this promise in faith. Your healing is on the way. Temporary, this suffering that you carry soon will be taken away. Your healing is on the way. God's promised healing to all of his children in his perfect time and his way. Some will receive it in this life we're living, and some when we see him face to face. But until that moment, he's holding you close, and he will give peace in the pain. Your healing is on the way. On the way.
vision with your healing is on the way. More with Bradley Walker is on the way when the Gospel Greats continues.
Today is your last chance to save big at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Save up to 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including name brands at great prices. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's in Richland Center now through 3 p.m. today. Don't miss your chance to save. Only at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square. Open today from 10 to 3.
Choose Mr. G.
The stage is set, the costumes are sewn, the orchestra is all in tune. Now there's only one thing the community players need for their production of The Music Man.
And it's your got to go, dear, that gets me down.
Yes, it's you. Please come see The Music Man shows July 26th, 27th, and 28th, as well as August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Friday and Saturday shows at 7, and Sunday shows at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and $60 for two adults and four or more children. Come see The Music Man and find out why there is trouble in River City.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
26 minutes away from that 7 o'clock hour as you're listening to WRCO and the Gospel Greats. Going on today, you can enjoy some great events still being held. What is a busy weekend? The annual Boaz Fun Days celebration concludes today at Boaz Park, so you can enjoy that. They do ask, though, no carry-ins, but a lot of great activities being held. Also, the Casanova celebration continues to be held through today. So some fun events going on today. There's a parade at 11, followed by the Casanova German Band, Kids Pedal Pole, and more.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. We have more with Bradley Walker coming up in a few minutes. Here's Scotty Inman with his latest, The Man on the Middle Cross.
Lots of folks got lots of ways, hoping to make it through the pearly gates. Just do some good, live like they should, trusting that's all it's gonna take. But I know me, all my baggage, all my stuff, I'll never be good enough. My only prayer, my only plea, the only hope for a sinner like me. There was a price I couldn't pay, but somebody did, and he's the only way. When I'm standing at the gate and it's all said and done, the man on the middle cross, he said I could come. My heart's already there. was all on me. I'd be heading down a road to who knows where. I know my past, and yeah, it's kind of rough. But hallelujah for the blood. My only prayer, my only plea, the only hope for a sinner like me. There was a price I couldn't pay, but somebody did, and he's the only way. When I'm standing at the gate and it's all said, sinner like me. There was a price I couldn't pay, but somebody did, and he's the only way. When I'm standing at the gate and it's all said and done, the man on the middle cross, he said I could come.
The man on the middle cross, that's Scotty Inman. Our featured artist today is Bradley Walker. Bradley feels very blessed to have become part of the Gaither organization.
I never envisioned myself in this place. You know, I had, growing up and everything, I had all these dreams and things of a certain type of career, and I never dreamed that one day I would be, you know, part of something so special and part of what Bill and Gloria have built. I've learned that if you just give it all over to him and let him kind of steer the path, that he's going to put you where he wants you to be. And I feel like that's where I am now in my music career and in life.
One of Bradley's first releases to radio as part of the Gaither organization was a song called Call Me Old Fashioned.
A dear friend of mine, Jerry Sally, is a writer on that song. And when I first heard it, Jerry still does it live in his songwriter shows, and it just spoke to me. I mean, because that's so much of what that song says, talks about just how I was raised. You know, I'm 45, soon will be 46 years old, and I was raised, you work for a living, you hold a door open for a lady, you know, you tip your hat, all those things that song talks about. I think it's still cool to be old-fashioned, and I wish more people felt that way.
That's Bradley Walker, and here he is with Call Me Old-Fashioned.
I believe in making my money the hard way, so I work for it. And every job I do with pride. And I believe in keeping a promise that I've made. You've got my word on it when I shake your hand and look you in the eye. And I believe in Old Glory, putting your hand over your heart and taking off your hat when that anthem starts. Call me old-fashioned, call me out of touch, for having faith in the way it was when a mom and pop was the place you'd shop and a check was good for cashing. Call me out of style, that's who I am. When a neighbor's down, I reach out my hand and open up a lady's door without her asking. Call me old-fashioned. I believe a man should have to ask permission for a woman's hand before he gets down on one knee. I believe in passing down traditions every chance you can, so children learn what family means. sitting round the supper table every night at 6 o'clock, talking about your day with the TV off. Call me old-fashioned, call me out of touch for having faith in the way it was. When a golden band on someone's hand meant love was everlasting, call me out of style, that's who I am. I believe kids need a mom and a dad, and they're worth working out any problem that you're having.
That's Bradley Walker. In addition to his solo career, Bradley also is part of a very popular group. He tells us more.
Ben called me one night just out of the blue and said, hey man, you know, what would you think about me and you and Mikey doing a quartet, adding Jimmy Fortune in with it, and maybe doing a quartet? Or, and he didn't really label it as quote unquote a quartet, or just starting a group with the four of us, you know, because the way Ben describes it, we're just a collection of trios. That's kind of how he describes it. And then we can do the four part, because we do all sing different parts and sing lead and all sing harmony. So of course my answer was yes, you know, absolutely, I'm in. You know, it took us a while to get together and actually try to, you know, see if it would even work. And when we did, it was just instant. The blend was there. We're all, we all love each other as people. We love and respect each other and what we do individually. And then we're all very thankful for what this has become with our group.
That's Bradley Walker. So how did the group come up with a name?
The cool thing about it, for the first couple of years that we did this, we really didn't have a name, a group name. Ben and I talked about it when we were going to put out the first record, and we felt like that we would just, rather than come up with a group name, we'd just use our individual names so that people would know who made up this group. Jimmy Fortune, Bradley Walker, Mike Rogers, and Ben Isaacs. Well, then when you start trying to say Fortune, Walker, Rogers, and Isaacs, that's kind of a tongue twister. So everybody said, you need to get a group name. And so the title of our first project was Brotherly Love, which is an old Keith Whitley and Earl Thomas Conley country song that we recorded. And so folks naturally started calling the group by the title of the album, which is Brotherly Love. We never intended for that to happen. And that name was already taken by another group, so we couldn't use the name Brotherly Love as the name of the group. So this last Gaither video that we did was hosted at the Grand Ole Opry, Studio A at the Grand Ole Opry, by Don Reed of the Statler Brothers. That was such an honor for us in itself. He came out of retirement to kind of host that for us and just talk about the music and about our lives. And at the beginning of the concert portion of the DVD, he's introducing us, and Don Reed says, I call them Brothers of the Heart. And when he said that, we all kind of looked at each other like, there it is. That's the group name right there. And so we checked into it. We found out we could use it. And so we're now Brothers of the Heart.
That's Bradley Walker. The title track of the group's first project is this song, Brotherly Love.
We share the same last name and the same color eyes, but we fought like tigers over that old red bike. I'm batting first and you can't use my glove. It wouldn't take long until push came to shove, but we looked out for each other with brotherly love. You hated girls till I had my first date. I brought her home from the movies. You stayed up late. Three on the couch watching TV. I was smiling at her while you were laughing at me. But I wouldn't trade it for nothing, brotherly love. There's a bond that brothers know, and it gets stronger as they grow. A love that time and miles can't come between. Disagree, but in the end, there will never be two closer friends. And brotherly love is something we all need. Same last name and the same color eyes, but they fight like tigers over that one red bike. And looking at them reminds me of us. They're gonna fight, they're gonna fuss, but they got something special. It's brotherly love. We've got something special. It's brotherly love.
Brotherly love. That's Brothers of the Heart. We have more with Bradley Walker coming up in hour two. In just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Farmers are critical to creating prosperity in rural America. The unique challenges farmers face require a dedication to learn and train to ensure success. Today's farms require a level of sophisticated technology unheard of just years ago. We all benefit from the commitment to continuous advancement made by our local farm families. Take time to thank a farmer today with Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Find the tools and equipment you need to get that job done right with Do It Best Rentals at All American Do It Center. Skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, post drivers and hole diggers, plus so much more. Lawn care equipment, flooring tools, generators, banquet tables and chairs, air tools and concrete tools. Don't forget you can save 20% on Tuesday rentals. Open 7 days a week. Get the equipment and tools you need. All American Do It Best Rental Center in Tomah, Sparta and Richland Center.
All American.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Good Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Our Southern Gospel headlines are coming up in a few minutes. Right now, Tim Menzies with Made a Mess.
Hello, I'm Tim Menzies, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats with Rodney Baldwin.
I got a feeling it won't be long. Jesus is coming back to take us home. I know the light is gonna win this war, but Lord, I'm kinda wondering what you're waiting for. So much hatred, round the clock crime, the devil's working him some overtime. People fighting and living in fear. Lord, I know you know we made a mess down here. We got dust on the Bibles, need some Holy Ghost revivals. Gotta get a lawyer if you pray in school. Crooked politicians dividing me and you. What we really need's a little golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do. Who knows, they might just do it back to you. It's in the book, you made it perfectly clear. Lord, I guess you know we made a mess down here. Some Holy Ghost revivals. Gotta get a lawyer if you pray in school. Crooked politicians dividing me and you. What we really need's a little golden rule. I get them crosses off the public square. The Ten Commandments can't be a hanging there. Enough to make a man wonder if the end is near. I know you always knew we'd make a mess down here.
Tim Menzies with his latest called Made a Mess. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Dennis Powers, age 76, of Purcellville, Virginia, went to be with the Lord on July the 8th. Dennis was the proud owner of Powers Homes Construction Company and the Skyline Boys Quartet. He sang over the years with multiple groups. He was in Southern Gospel for over 53 years, and during that time, he became a board member of the National Quartet Convention, member of the Southern Gospel Music Guild, as well as co-owner of Journey Records out of Nashville, Tennessee. When Dennis wasn't building or singing, he was an avid hunter and fisherman. Our condolences to his many friends and family. Joe Bonzo, the high-energy tenor singer of the Oak Ridge Boys, died on July the 9th. As a member of the group, he is a member of both the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. Joe announced in January that he was retiring from touring with the Oak Ridge Boys. This was because he was suffering from the neuromuscular affliction amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS as it's come to be called. Bonzo passed away at the age of 76 due to complications from this disease. It turns out that Blue Collar Gospel by Jerry Sally, featuring the Oak Ridge Boys, was the last recording that Joe was a part of.
Preaching that blue collar gospel.
Jerry Sally reflects on that and his friendship with Joe Bonsall.
When I recorded the song Blue Collar Gospel last summer with my friends, the Oak Ridge Boys, it never crossed my mind that it might be the last time that all four of these members who have been together for over 50 years would ever sing together on a record. Dwayne Allen, William Lee Golden, Joe Bonsall, and Richard Sturban. They've become very good friends of mine, and I grew up admiring them and listening to them as I grew up and got into the music business, and they have become really close friends. It's just hard for me to believe that he's gone, but let's just all continue to pray for them and their families.
That's Jerry Sally. Our condolences to the family and many friends of Joe Bonsall. And the number one song on the Singing News Weekly chart is from the Tribute Quartet, the Ronnie Henson classic, He Pilots My Ship.
The soul of man is like a ship that sails on the sea of time. The storms have come and the winds have blown and rocked this ship of mine. But the reason my ship has never sank and today it's still afloat, my compass is His precious word and Jesus pilots my boat. Was badly crushed. Sin's waters flooded my heart. I had drifted so far.